Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Sean, the phone will be just fine. You're the busiest man here in the market. I always tell people, man, the work that you guys do is so different than what I do. Like, I sit at home. I've got the computer in my lap. I'm trying to find an interesting way to tell a story that centers around sports. You guys are packing up cameras and equipment and driving all over Northern California.
Yeah. Sorry. And sorry about the technical delay there, man. But even think back to Summer League, where I swore I would never drive to Vegas ever. I had never done it until last year, and what a absolute benefit it was, because of so much of the gear. And let's face it, you know, as much as I love working alongside so many of my coworkers at various stops I've had, including, you know, KCRA now, and working alongside, you know, the likes of Del Rogers, who recently retired, and Michelle Dapper, now our new sports director. Let's be honest, for the most time you guys see me, I'm working by myself.
Right.
It is so much a one-man band kind of operation, and having the vehicle around me in Summer League these past 2 years really not only extends the stay a little bit, but makes for a little bit more enjoyable situations, as opposed to, you know, spending hours upon hours packing up gear and throwing it on an airplane and then unpacking it. And,
sure. You
know, it's not the most cheap way to travel either for these companies. So less expenses for me to have to fill out. So yeah, I kind of enjoyed the long drive down to Las Vegas these past 2 years, and even LA lately. So looking forward to it. And I know, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about on the horizon, and it's shaping up to be a busy time.
It is, man. And first and foremost, and this is what I was trying to ask you as we were getting started, because it's always the most important thing I can ask you, is how is concert season going so far?
it's a little light, actually. It's a little slow. Let me just think real quick. Yeah, since Bottle Rock, I think that was my last concert stuff that I had. It's a little light for the summertime. A lot of these things are really expensive. I know a lot of people think I go for free. I don't. I pay for my own stuff for the most part. And there's a lot of shows that interest me for sure. But I think the only one I have really on the horizon right now, I had one that was canceled. I was going to see Airborne Toxic Event in at Ace of Spades. And now I'm going to, I've got Mumford & Sons. I know Sam Amick and I are going to that one. That's going to be fun. That's in October. And nothing really on the horizon outside of that that I might be forgetting. So, yeah, it's a little light right now. I need some recommendations and probably a sponsor. I need like a sugar mama or something to help me out.
Yeah, you're
some of these concerts.
Your concert habits have gotten more expensive over the years by way of Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Have you ever done Aftershock before?
I have. I mean, thankful to some folks like you guys. Yeah, Aftershock is a blast. I love some of the incorporation of some of the other genres of music into that festival. I think it's a lot of fun. I went last year and had a blast at Blink 182. And this year, I know the Friday night that I'd really like to go to, it kind of, you know, there's a lot of high school football around that time, so that's going to be difficult. You know, I had to swallow my pride and not go to Outside Lands this past year because prices were looking a little too high, but I would have had a lot of fun out there with some of the acts that I wanted to see. But Aftershock, Outside Lands, I don't care what the genre of music is, the vibes are always fun. Mm-hmm. But I'm always the unofficial spokesman for Bottle Rock because it always comes at the perfect time of year. Napa in Memorial Day weekend is just the absolute best.
Yeah, it doesn't miss. I want to ask you about the Kings here for just a heartbeat before we shift our attention to the 49ers. My man Sean Cunningham, the godfather of Sacramento media over at KCRA with us here. There's been so much talk about the backup point guard position and this remaining roster spot for Sacramento. We saw Russell Westbrook retire last week. And I don't know if you saw that Yahoo Sports podcast. It really looks like Victor Oladipo is going to come play for Sacramento. How is that? Are we making too much of that backup point guard spot? Is that something that's really important to Sacramento and where they're at right now?
I can understand the concern. I mean, let's get one thing straight. I mean, you mentioned Victor Oladipo. He's not a point guard.
Right. Right.
Like I'm of the opinion, yeah, there should probably be a veteran point guard at his natural position on this team for what I like to call it. Like, there's a difference between depth and quality depth. And with respect to having Malik Monk be your backup point guard, who's really put in really good numbers during that time, I think he has the best chemistry with somebody like, you know, Domantas Sabonis and the dribble handoff, and I question whether or not you'll continue doing dribble handoff and playing some of those actions with the current personnel that you have. I think I would love to have a veteran point guard if I was Doug Christie, as someone that you can really rely on that just knows the position well in case somebody goes down. But I think Malik Monk is capable. I think Nick Clifford has shown glimpses of that, but if you're bringing on Victor Oladipo, which quite frankly, as much as I love him as a personality and love the player he used to be, I think you can and should do better than bringing in somebody who is 34 years old and hasn't played in the league in several years and had catastrophic injuries. And yes, he's a good human being and has shown the ability to be an elite defender. The fact of the matter is, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, guys, he's not that anymore. If he comes in and plays admirably and is able to fill in, he's a guy that, by the way, was playing in the G League for I think only like six games, something like that, last year. Like, I had circled him on the calendar coming through Stockton because I wanted to go down and do a feature and be like, why are you still playing in the G League? you've made your money, you've got you're of a certain age, and I know the love of the game and maybe being able to come back. And I know he said recently that it was because of being able to get by people at that age in the G League that gave him the inkling that he could still compete at the NBA level. And hey, kudos to him if he's able to find a landing spot. With respect, I mean, no team that's looking to compete is trying to add Victor Oladipo. The Sacramento Kings, just because you're a developing team and, you know, if he's asked to play a certain role on this team, which is really come in here, don't play, and just be sort of a coach by an extension of the coaching staff, I guess. But I think, you know, in my mind, you've got two roster spots available, and I'd like to see some quality depth come into Sacramento if I'm Doug Christie and if I'm Scott Perry. But I'm not them. I can certainly understand a little bit of the of the intrigue there, low risk, high reward kind of thing. Maybe give him a training camp invite, but I just don't know that it would be ultimately worth it. And, you know, I get this is a selling tickets kind of business, and I just don't know who's trying to see Victor Oladipo at 34 years old.
Yeah, do you think the quality depth is there for the Sacramento Kings to acquire, though?
No. Not currently on the team, no. To acquire? Yeah, I do. Like, for example, and look, these may be, you know, I may be speaking out of turn here because these are probably contracts that are above the league minimum, and realizing that that's kind of the not to call it bargain bin that you're shopping from.
No, it is.
It's not the highest shelf in behind the bar, right? So, you know, look, I'm looking at somebody like Gabe Vincent, you know, who obviously has some local ties to Stockton and Modesto, as a guy who grew up in Modesto, played high school in Stockton. But look at just his journey to the NBA, you know, going through the G League, being in the Kings G League system, who, you know, really where he started to cut his teeth, his NBA teeth, was with the Stockton Kings, going on to be able to find an NBA contract and really make some generational wealth because of his hard work. That guy busted his ass everywhere he went.
Yeah.
I think I've always talked about, I think too much gets made about the whole mentor situation.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather put somebody like that next to Darius Acuff than somebody who's coming in here, because someone's going to push him and lead by example and show him how to be a pro and say, hey, look, it's not all given to you and it can go quick. You know, someone like Gabe Vincent, who's still playing relevant basketball, and if wherever he ends up is probably going to play a pretty important role, but is obviously still seeking some money. You know, he can be an impactful player. I'm not saying he's the greatest player, but that's the type of player that I would like to see next to someone like Darius Acuff, not someone like Russell Westbrook, who I never thought was coming back here given the situation of last year and obviously minimum contract and just where he is in his life. Like, yeah, you put up some good numbers, but it was on a terrible, terrible team. I don't see how that's valuable to a guy like Darius Acuff. And I've made this point, you know, on the Kings Beat podcast a lot, and maybe I come off as a little bit of a cynic or a hater, but, you know, not all rookies are created equal. And I know there's so much that gets put out there in terms of all the development of, you know, Nick Clifford, Maxime Reynaud, Dylan Cardwell, who didn't even get drafted, Emmanuel Sharpe, who's this year's second round pick. With respect to all those guys, Scott Perry's job isn't on the line if any of those guys don't pan out. Like, if you get one of them to pan out, that would be great. If one of them became an NBA player and a contributor on your team, fantastic. He gets fired if Darius Acuff doesn't work out. Like, or, you know, that's his rookie. That's his lottery pick, that the guy who was seventh. He's not somebody that was a mid first rounder, late second rounder, undrafted, anything like that. Like, with respect to all those players, his head is on the chopping block if Darius Acuff does not work out. And so you need to put Darius Acuff around the most perfect situation possible. He's the one that, in my mind, has to develop and be great and equate to winning and all these things that they, you know, make him in terms of this organization going forward. All the other guys are tertiary. And if they, you know, if one or all of them kind of wash out with respect to all those guys, that's okay. You're trying to find players. You're trying to develop players. You're trying to find NBA players and NBA talent. And I think they might have that, but getting guys, you know, just to come in here and be a whisperer to Darius Acuff to give him, like, Darius Acuff, you've seen him, Damian, he doesn't look like anybody who's lacking confidence, and certainly an NBA rookie season he's gonna experience a lot of firsts. Well, it's a good thing he has someone like, you know, Leandro Barbosa on the coaching staff. It's a good thing he's around somebody like Domantas Sabonis, who I think is one of the most ultimate professionals. He's got people around him. Maybe they don't play his position, but I think those too much gets made of somebody has to play his position and back him up.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Sean Cunningham, KCRA, with us here on ESPN 1320. You kind of swayed me on the mentor thing. I was kind of leaning that way. I'd been leaning that way for a little while, and I was like, I don't know how valuable any of this is. But as you went on in that answer, I'm not quite sure. Are you a Darius Acuff guy? Like, are you a believer in who he is as a basketball player, or are you a bit skeptical?
Well, I'm definitely skeptical in terms of his size, but make no mistake, like, that dude's got immense talent. I think the people who see visions of perhaps Jalen Brunson, Allen Iverson, things like that, I think there's something to that for sure. But I'm always skeptical when I see a small scoring guard, because typically you don't see small scoring guards win. And especially now in the NBA, like, you've got to be a unicorn. I do think he has the talent to be that unicorn, and you watch how all he cares about is basketball. All he cares about is winning. Talking to him, like, I feel like he's got the right demeanor. But he's got not only the ultimate green light, the table is set for him to go out there and be great. You know, when you go out there and take 29 shots in a summer league game, I'm fine with that. I mean, it's certainly, I wouldn't want to see that in an NBA game. And certainly you want to see him be efficient, but he recognizes what the moment is. He's an total alpha, and he's going to want to lead this team. I think he's got a very nice playmaking ability. I want to see that kind of honed in and crafted a bit, especially with playing with talent all over the floor. But, you know, when he played at Arkansas, there were really only two threats, scoring threats on that team. I think that, you know, having scoring threats all around him, I think he's going to adapt well to that. But he wants it. He wants to be great. He wants to win. I think he puts winning at a priority. I think he has all the temperament of being a superstar in this league. Can he get there? We'll see. But you ain't going to get there if you're not a winning player. And so winning is going to come first and foremost.
Sean Cunningham of KCRA. Let's switch gears here. We're talking Kings offseason basketball. That's all fun and fine. You have been all over the 49ers training camp here. And they're such a difficult team to evaluate, Sean, because we're obviously not getting a look at, like, Brock Purdy and those guys here in, like, preseason games and such. And then you're dealing with the constant injury question. It feels like there is nothing talked about in regards to the San Francisco 49ers outside of the health of Nick Bosa, the health of Christian McCaffrey, and whether this team can sustain injuries for another season.
Yeah, put everybody in bubble tape and we'll see you in Australia. That seems to be what it's like for these preseason. I think the joint practice, I was at the one against the Titans where you couldn't even have a play without a fracas just breaking out.
That's what I heard.
There was only like one or two real kind of fights where punches were thrown and guys were thrown out of practice. But The defense was definitely playing the role of a bully. They absolutely loved being able to face off against somebody that wasn't in a Niners uniform for the first time, especially knowing that a lot of those, that joint practice was far more entertaining than anything you saw in that first preseason game because you had starters that were playing. Mm-hmm. And now you look at what they're doing with the Chargers, and my colleague Michelle Dapper is going to be down in LA because we're at Chargers Rams preseason station. So she'll be down there for Thursday's game against the Chargers and the 49ers. But having a joint practice today, not having a ton of the first, open the starters being a part of it, is a little concerning. Maybe they learned something with that Titans team. But look, you still had Brock Purdy out there. You still had guys in the defense that are looking to get after it and mix it up. I think it was a little friendlier, obviously not having been there, but certainly I think some of these joint practices are coming off a lot more entertaining than what the actual game footage is. Just unfortunate that during those those practice periods, you're not able to shoot anything, so we can't really show you what happened. But make no mistake, the 49ers defense is looking to play the role of bully, and I'm looking forward to seeing that kind of roll into the regular season. And it all starts with guys like Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, and having those two guys reunited is incredible. Like, I don't know if it's going to work, but I think most people look at the 49ers and go, okay, yeah, they can put some points on the board. They're very talented on the offensive end. I don't think enough is being made of what they can do defensively. I like their secondary a lot better than anything than anything they put on the field over the past 2-3 years. The linebacking core is elite. I think maybe the ends, if you got to get Bosa back there to get some rushers that are going to put some pressure on the quarterback, but I like some of the upgrades they made, and if you can get someone like Vita Vea in there, that would be incredible. So it's still something that's, if he leaves Tampa and all of a sudden joins the Niners, that could turn them into maybe one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, if I told you, if I came from the future and said, Sean Cunningham, KCRA, the godfather of Sacramento media, I'm telling you right now, I'm from the future, that the 49ers are going to have a successful season. They're going to be competing to win this incredibly difficult NFC West with the Seahawks and the Rams and such. Would you think that was because of their offense or their defense?
Well, I would say two things. I'd actually take it a step further. I'd say if I had to pick between the two, I'd say it's because of the defense. But I'd also say it's because of health. I mean, that's one thing.
Sure.
I've been on record, guys. Last year, I think, was Kyle Shanahan's finest hour as a 49ers head coach. And I don't think he got nearly enough credit for it. To go as far as they did, to have the dominance that they did over the Rams, and which is, I think not. I know people are talking a lot about it in terms of how they can, compete in the West. But they won games they probably shouldn't have won against the Rams. And I think, to be honest, the Rams kind of tricked it off a little bit. Mac Jones going and having that game in LA was incredible. Stafford not being totally 100%, but I mean, you think about that. Stafford goes down, and I know that's a huge if, but because we're talking injuries in the 49ers, they're always an if team. What happens to the 49ers or to the Rams at that point? Is there a confidence there? Is there a confidence that they can get by? They had Matt Stafford, and he was an MVP candidate, and he still came up short. And the 49ers had some kind of ownage over them. So, I'm looking forward to it. Like, I think repeating if you're Seattle and you're going and looking to repeat, that's going to be very, very difficult. You're going to have a tougher schedule. You just lost your offensive coordinator to the Las Vegas Raiders. Like, there's a lot that has to go right. You've got guys out there who now are kind of fat and happy who are going to get paid now on the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're going to be a very good team. The Rams are probably my pick to win the division, but I don't see why all three of those teams won't be in the conversation in the postseason, and it'll be fun to see it all play out. And if the 49ers can stay healthy, you saw what they looked like depleted. So
yeah.
If they can keep most of their team healthy, I think that it could be a really fun run for the 49ers.
I think Kyle Shanahan is a terrific coach, and I think this partnership with Brock Purdy is one of the better quarterback coaching combos in the league. I think we're just waiting for it to manifest itself in a bigger way with Brock Purdy, where he's a guy who throws for, 42, 43, 44, 4,500 yards. He starts to crack 35, 40 touchdowns, like something in that big, open up the playbook a little bit and let him go. Of course, no one believes that's going to happen because you have Christian McCaffrey on this team. But I wonder if Deshaun Stribling adds a little wrinkle to what Kyle Shanahan is willing to do this season with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, let's be honest, man. He's been the talk of camp. I mean,
absolutely.
You go out there, he's catching everything. He's got some great size to him. I mean, I don't think people really realize what kind of size he has. And then you stand him next to the likes of Mike Evans, and you're like, okay, Mike Evans doesn't look far and away like the, he's still, you know, on the offensive end next to Trent Williams, probably the biggest player on the team height-wise. But you put Stribling right next to him, and you look at how he runs routes. I mean, he's kind of a gazelle. He takes up some space. He can get across the middle, and it seems like he just catches everything. Mm-hmm. And he's really been the talk of camp. Everyone's talking about how well he's gone out there and performed. He looks like he belongs. The tough part is, you know, again, it's the injuries. This violent game. It is football. You know, you're not having somebody like Ricky Pearsall, who had such high expectations for him this year.
Yeah.
And just the pairing, like, they wanted to put Deebo Samuel on this team with a healthy Ricky Pearsall, Mike Evans, and DeJuan Stribling. How incredible would that have looked? And now it forces Stribling to have to take a huge step forward. I don't know if he's ready to do that. All signs and practices are great, but seeing you do it on the football field is different. And with respect to that first preseason game, all about confidence, but I wouldn't get too high off of just that one game and the performance that he had. But my goodness, I'd wrap him in bubble tape and myself and just get to Australia, get through that first game and see what kind of falls out, because I think he's going to be an exciting football player this year.
You talk about getting high, Sean. There were some drug deals going down in my house between DeJuan Stribling and the way that he played and glimpses of Fernando Mendoza. Oh, I'm buying these preseason games hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, that's wild. The league is in good hands. The future is bright, but I think Raider fans, especially, like, my goodness, you know, you get a little Kirk Cousins action for a little while, see what happens there, and bring Fernando on kind of slowly. But there's some incredible talent from this first round of this past draft, and I can't wait to see it unfold this year.
Yeah, it's great stuff, man. Sean, I appreciate you as always. Thanks for jumping on with us here.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, man. Sorry for the technical problem. What's your next concert, man? Where are you going to be at?
Labor Day weekend, man. So we build out our Vegas weekends to be epic for us, because we don't gamble. We don't do any of that. We just eat and go to shows. So we'll get there Thursday. Mm-hmm. We'll go see MJ1 again, which we've seen a couple of times. On Friday night, we'll see Babyface at the Palm. And on Saturday, I'm sorry to say, I don't think you're going to approve of this. We're going to see the R&B tour with Usher and Chris Brown. We're going to fly back Sunday, and I'm going to introduce Ice Cube at the venue over in Lincoln.
My guy. Yeah, I love that. Sounds great. Yeah, I like half of that R&B tour.
Yeah, I know. I know. Understandable.
Speaking of concert tickets, man, those tickets were up there. My goodness.
That was tough. These marriage concerts, like the Kendrick and SZA, it's like, all right, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's stop this. Like, there was a point, like maybe a month ago, Sean, where I was like, I shouldn't have got this one. Hov just added a second show in LA. I've never been to SoFi. I should have just gone to see Jay-Z again in Los Angeles, but what's done is done, man, and I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'd love to get down to that LA show as well, but it's tough. That's a tough one.
It is. Appreciate you, my man. Thanks as always. Be safe.
You got it. Be good. Thanks, man.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.